Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it is time to party. It's Friday, and we're going to start to act like it. It really is a spectacular Friday. I was out last night, and I felt the weather, the wind change, and I felt the temperatures changing last night. French Quarter was packed last night. You can only imagine how crazy it's going to be tonight and how crazy it's going to be Saturday night as well. I got a text earlier that the Chiwis are on their way to, I think it was Beau Rivage in, La Berge in Lake Charles. I think that was the text. So, you know, those guys are always a lot of fun. But I know there's a lot of Halloween parties going on this weekend. Halloween is this coming Wednesday. And this weekend, the Saints will play the Vikings on Sunday Night Football in Minnesota. LSU and Alabama play next weekend. Tulane is at Tulsa and should be nice weather for that. You know, we've had the breaking news this afternoon about the arrest of the mail bombing suspect. And he is a avid Trump supporter and apparently a registered Republican. He was apparently living in a van in the general Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, Aventura, Florida. And he's been arrested. And they seem to have some pretty good information on why this is the guy who has been sending these bomb-like items that FBI Director Chris Wray says this is real. These were not hoax devices. But anyway, we've talked about all of that. There's a conversation going on Facebook right now on WWL Radio Facebook, and it's about all of that. You can get involved in that conversation. But I want to change the topic. I want to have a little more fun this hour. We'll play some music from some of those who are going to be performing at Voodoo Fest, which starts today. And also, we've got some other fun things to talk about. In fact, by the way, we've got a new sponsor that actually, it's kind of a public service announcement, and it's about something that will make you feel better this weekend. Now, you have to do it in moderation, but, you know, I really like to help people feel better. So this is something that might make you feel better this weekend. We've got that coming up going into the first break. But very quickly, before we get off of this topic, President Trump did say something that I hope is really taken seriously, not only by people listening, but also by Trump in the White House.
We must never allow political violence to take root in America. Cannot let it happen. And I'm committed to doing everything in my power as president to stop it.
And I applaud that. Seriously. So we'll talk a little bit about Halloween. And in talking about Halloween, it brings us really back to Megyn Kelly's comment about blackface and stirring a controversy. In fact, actually, that's what the video blog is about. That's what the video is. I think I may be mistaken. I think I mentioned the Trump stuff or the other thing. But actually, the video that I'm promoting that's a live conversation on Facebook is about Megyn Kelly. And it's about the comment that she made about blackface and that why is it okay for blacks to do whiteface and it's not okay for whites to do blackface? And when she was young, it was okay to do blackface, but it's not okay to do blackface today. In fact, a lot of people don't even know what blackface is. And they don't understand why it's controversial. Well, I explain that in the video that is posted now at WWL Radio. Got a picture of a guy, an actor, many years ago. Got a picture of him without blackface, and then a picture of him with blackface. And it shows you why blackface is derogatory. Why it's different, and it's not so simple to say, well, why can this happen and this can't happen? Take a look at that video. It's on WWL Radio right now. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. But check that out and comment. But I wanted to get into this. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, and I wanted to know if there is a line that's drawn between cultural appropriation, which is taking something when the mass population takes something from a minority culture. That's cultural appropriation. Is there a line to be drawn between cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation? And is blackface different from someone dressing up as a specific black celebrity or a black historical figure? I kind of joked yesterday about saying, well, hey, you know, what if I wanted to be Diana Ross for Halloween? And I would darken my face and I'd get the big wig that would make it look like I've got Diana Ross hair, and I'd borrow a dress from Amanda Shaw and go out in some dress that would look like a dress Diana Ross would wear. If I wanted to do that, would that be inappropriate? You see, I think that's a lot different than blackface. Blackface was derogatory. Blackface was, first of all, blackface was used to make white actors look like they were caricatures of black Americans. And they spoke and acted in ways that were all of the things that absolutely stereotyped black Americans in a negative way. And because of integration, blacks couldn't be on the stage, so whites had to wear blackface makeup to be on stage. Yesterday, people brought up Zulu. In fact, I've got a text right now. Zulu riders dress up in blackface. Blacks and white riders alike talk about that and don't be counterfeit. We talked about it yesterday, so I don't know what your point is. But Zulu does it. Is it different when Zulu's doing it for Mardi Gras? Is that different? And I don't know. I mean, I understand. I know that it goes on. I know a few people in Zulu who are white, and they do the blackface thing. Is that just part of a Mardi Gras tradition that is not insulting? And is there a difference between blackface and someone dressing up like a specific black celebrity or a black historical figure for Halloween? If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And, you know, I think part of this conversation is about what if some white kid just loved the movie Black Panther? What if he wanted to dress up like the hero in Black Panther? Would that be the same as blackface? I don't think so. But am I wrong? I hope you know who I am. And if you listen to this show on a regular basis, you do know who I am. And you know where my heart and my mind are. But there's a difference to me between blackface and dressing up as a specific black celebrity or black historical figure, if that's what one wants to do. Because if you dress up as a black celebrity or a black historical figure, for example, I don't see that as making fun of blacks. Whereas blackface is derogatory toward blacks. Do you see the difference? Is it fair to say that there's that difference? And not everybody's going to agree. Some people will say, no, there's no difference whatsoever. But if you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. All right, let's get you ready for the weekend.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can cause you to ease out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You will notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you will discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try dry tequila. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, loss of your wife, loss of your husband, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, desire to sing karaoke and play all night, round strip of poker and truth or dare, and naked twister. And, oh, anyway, tequila. Leave shyness behind.
Ask your doctor if tequila is right for you.
It is Halloween weekend. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. This is Marilyn Manson. What does this guy know about scary stuff? Marilyn Manson, one of the performers at Voodoo Fest this weekend. We're talking about blackface and where there is a line between cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation. I've got a bunch of texts to get to. We'll get to those here in just a moment. Let me get to your calls. Ken, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, in order to be in Zulu, everyone must wear blackface. That's part of
organizational
rules. Yeah, so that's not that's how it is.
But it's still, it's still white people wearing blackface. So that doesn't bother me in that context. But
no, that's everyone wearing blackface.
Yeah. Well, I
black,
I get
white.
That.
You could be a Chinaman.
Yeah.
If you're in Zulu, you're gonna have on blackface.
Yeah. And so since blacks are wearing blackface too, then it's all the same.
Well, it's all the same because it's a requirement of Zulu, irregardless of it being all the same.
Well, okay, there was a requirement to wear blackface because blacks weren't allowed on the stage. I mean, just because it's a requirement doesn't make it right. I'm not challenging what Zulu does.
Private organization.
Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, just because something is required, I mean, they have a right to do it, Ken. I'm not saying they don't have a right to do it, but if blackface is wrong, then why is it okay in that situation? I'm not challenging it. I'm asking the question.
Private organization that says the black, white, or anyone that wants to must have blackface.
Okay, so was Megyn Kelly right when she said what she said?
What did she say?
Well, she said that blackface was okay when she was a kid, and she said if a white person should be able to do blackface if a black person can do whiteface.
But historically, from a historical standpoint, it didn't work like that.
Well, I understand that.
So that's a determining factor. See, whites were attempting to. The thing with Zulu is Zulu was designed to make fun of Rex, so that's why they did what they did. Is it because they was projecting how white folks would project themselves as wearing blackface, acting like blacks?
So no, I get it. I just, it was interesting to bring this into the conversation because I think it's perfectly okay in that situation. But as I point out in the video that I posted on our Facebook page, a lot of people don't understand what blackface is. And blackface really is derogatory toward blacks because of the way blackface is made up. But, it isn't offensive to me when I see it in Zulu.
Yeah, it's not offensive to anyone. You know?
Is it okay? Is it okay to dress up for a white person to dress up like a black celebrity or a black historical character?
Well, I've seen blacks dress up like celebrity characters, like Superman, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I never saw a black person put white paint on their face so that they could be Superman.
But if some kid wanted to go as the Black Panther from the movie. Would that be okay if he painted
his
face?
Why would he want to put on a black face?
Because
if my child wanted to go as Batman or Superman, I wouldn't put white paint on my black kid's face.
Well, that's your choice. So you would be against somebody imitating the character from Black Panther?
Well, you can imitate. That's not if you have to change your face color.
Well, then you're not imitating him.
Let me ask you a question. You ever saw a black kid that was in costume as different characters put on a white face?
No, I saw part of the movie White Chicks.
Who?
Part of the movie White Chicks where there were black guys with white face on.
Well, that was a movie. But
Halloween is Halloween, Ken. I mean, it's makeup time. It's make believe time. It's time to be something that you're not. And so, if some white kid in the suburbs wants to dress up like Black Panther and wants to look like that character, I wouldn't have a problem with him putting blackface on, because it wouldn't be blackface per se. He would be imitating that character, and I think there's a difference.
Well, when I was a kid growing up, I'm older now. But when I was a kid growing up, I was crazy about Roy Rogers and people like that, but I never wanted to put on a white face to be Roy Rogers.
Yeah,
I was Roy Rogers.
I understand.
See what I'm saying?
Well, Ken, I enjoyed it.
There was no need for me to do that.
Well, I understand. That was
to be the character.
That was your choice. Everybody has a free choice to decide what they're going to do if they're going to imitate somebody, and that's your choice, but you don't speak for others.
Of course, I don't plan to.
Okay. I appreciate the conversation. Here's the text that says, clowns have white face. Yeah, they do. All right, we've got a news update from CBS coming up, and there'll be some more information out about the arrest of the mail bombing suspect. And, you know, this will be all over the news tonight and this weekend. And, you know, when something like this happens, we're all so curious as to what motivated the person to do this. What was their real motivation? And I said it earlier, I'll say it again. It seems like there's this attempt by many to diminish this person and what they did, that, oh, it wasn't really that bad because he's a Republican, because he's a Trump supporter. But let's all be smart enough to realize that all Trump supporters and all Trump voters and all Republicans are not represented by this wacko. I'm Scoot. We'll be back.
Thank God it's Friday.
That's right. Say it enough and you might just start believing it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's Friday. Time to get down with it.
Thank God it's Friday.
It is Friday around here.
Yay! Yay!
And it is a spectacular Friday afternoon heading into the weekend before Halloween. It's going to be crazy all over the place.
It's Fiesta Friday. We usually reserve this kind of talk for Casual Sex Friday.
It's Friday.
It's oh, Friday.
Well,
Friday?
Okay.
Finally, Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
I get it.
Friday.
It's Friday, players.
Friday, heading into the weekend.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. you guys made your point. It's Friday. And it's going to be a really nice nice weekend. So we're talking about whether or not there's a difference between blackface and dressing up like a black character. Todd Manassas, our show producer, just came in here and showed me a picture of Black Panther. I don't get into comic book heroes. I'm not criticizing anybody who does. It's just not my genre. And I don't get into science fiction. I wish I did, but I don't. It just goes right over my head. So I understand that Black Panther is not actually black, that he wears a mask. And so he's all covered, so that's different. But if you dressed up as one of the other characters, one of the female characters, for example, in Black Panther, would it be wrong if you picked out your favorite character and that character was black, and if you did make your skin appear to be darker? Is that wrong? Is that different from the traditional blackface? And again, if you're not sure what blackface is, because I did get text yesterday wondering what is it? They didn't really understand. And all of this happened when Megyn Kelly was talking about blackface. And by the way, she's now officially gone. She's been fired by NBC. And they weren't really happy with her. The show was terrible. I never watched it, but that's what I heard. And the ratings were terrible, and she did not carry her magic from Fox News over to NBC. But she still is going to be paid out her $69 million contract. But, you know, she still faces the humiliation of having failed. And, I mean, that's a tough thing for a lot of people to deal with. But, again, she's still got the money. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that there is a difference between blackface and, oh, I know what I started to tell you. I explained the difference between blackface and what blackface is on the Facebook video, which is on WWL Radio Facebook right now. It was posted around 11:30, so you can scroll back and find that and join that conversation. And I think there's some difference between cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation. I talked to John Oates of Hall & Oates about this because musicians who do songs, who cover songs, R&B songs, like the Beatles and the Stones in the beginning, or people like Hall & Oates. They were criticized for sounding too black, and some people thought that was inappropriate. So I asked John Oates about cultural appropriation.
I'm very much involved in. I wouldn't call it cultural appropriation. I would call it cultural sharing. And I just did an album called Arkansas. It started out as a tribute to Mississippi John Hurt, who was a childhood hero of mine and someone that I got to see perform many times in the early 60s. He was a bluesman from Mississippi who got rediscovered. He recorded in the late 1920s, got rediscovered in the early 60s during the folk boom. And I became very close to him and people around him, and I wanted to make a tribute to him. As I began to make this record, I started to think about the music that was being played during his when he first began to record in the late 1920s. And as I got more and more into it, I realized that I even looked at jukebox listings from small towns in Mississippi in the late 1920s, and it was astounding to see the amount of black, white, blues, swing, novelty music, country music, the beginnings of early country music, all being played on what I guess most people would call African-American juke joints in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. People like Mississippi John Hurt were influenced by guys like Jimmy Rogers, who is pretty much acknowledged the king of, the godfather of country music. So There's always been a cross-pollination of racial cultural styles in America. I think it's the hallmark of American society, and it personifies what America is really about, this mixed cultural thing. And so I don't look at it as appropriation. I look at it as carrying on traditions and having those traditions be basically evolving along with the culture.
And maybe a better term would be cultural appreciation.
It's always, for me, it is. It certainly is. The music, regardless of whether who made the music and what color their skin is, that's very, very unimportant to me. What's important is whether the music reaches me on a emotional level, and that's really the true definition of soul.
And that was John Oates, a conversation I had with him before their concert here in New Orleans at the Smoothie King Center. Hall & Oates were here, and it was interesting to talk to John about cultural appropriation. And we've talked about this on the show before concerning music. Now we're talking about it concerning Megyn Kelly's comment. She basically said, hey, if it's wrong for whites to do blackface, why is it okay for blacks to do whiteface? And a caller just a moment ago pointed out appropriately that there are not a lot of blacks that do whiteface. I mean, there was the movie White Chicks, and there have been some instances like that. But I personally think there's a difference between traditional blackface and somebody dressing up like a black character. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Oh, yeah, it's going to be crazy this weekend. I mean, it's going to be just crazy. There's always something new at WWL.com and at the WWL.com. Oh, I'm sorry, at WWL.com and also at the Radio.com app. You don't have the Radio.com app yet? Get it. You can follow WWL and your favorite stations anywhere. There was another early morning murder in the French Quarter just before 7 o'clock at the corner of Governor Nichols and Charters. Apparently, illegal drugs were found on the scene. There was an argument. Apparently, somebody tried to get a hold of a wallet. So, if drugs are bad for you. So if you don't do drugs, well, not only are drugs bad for you, but drug deals can be really bad for you. I mean, drug deals can threaten your life. So, keep that in mind as you make decisions on what you're going to do this weekend. Also, we do have the latest on the male bombing suspect who has been arrested. A lot of interesting memorabilia on his van that says a lot about who he is. And so that's a story that we'll be following over the weekend. So is blackface any different from someone dressing up as a specific black character for Halloween? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll question. 100% say yes, it is different. I got a text here that says, love how white people determine what is offensive to others, LOL. So I'm not trying to do that. I'm giving my opinion. And if you think I'm wrong, well, then you can tell me why you think I'm wrong. And also the conversations going on Facebook and WWL Radio. But I'm just saying that from what I see of blackface, that's different than finding if you have a black character that you want to imitate. It seems to me that that's not cultural appropriation. It seems to me that that's more like cultural appreciation. From New Orleans, Randy, welcome to our show.
Hey, Stu, how you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. I think the problem is, Stu, of the whole race thing is, like I said, we listen to reply instead of listening to understand. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is, historically speaking, it's always been like that. I mean, I think it's having fragile egos and not really paying attention to what people of color are saying to white America. That you can't understand.
I think that's a problem that we have between white and black America, between Republicans and Democrats as well. People, I guess you could say they listen, but they don't hear what's being said.
That's right. That's right, dude. And that's the whole problem of everything. That's the whole problem of America, right there.
It is. Because you know what? Because most people, maybe not you or me, Randy, but most people have already decided what they're going to say after they say something and somebody responds. They're not listening to the person's response. They've already figured out how they're going to defend what they said without even listening.
Dude, I think it has to be a majority. It has to be, what's the right word for it? We have to come together as Americans.
I've got to get to a break here, Randy. But so, is there a difference between blackface and somebody dressing up as a black character?
Well, see, that goes back to Sharon. That goes back to me saying, if we understood one another, then we would have any problem with either.
Yeah.
I mean, with any of it. It's because we don't understand each other, where we bump heads and don't understand why we do things.
You know, Randy, I have to leave it there, but I think that's really a very, very astute point. That this wouldn't even be a controversy if we listened to each other. Because that's what happens. You know, whether you're Republican, Democrat, white, black, you say something and somebody's going to respond. You're not really listening to the response. You've already figured out what you're going to say after they respond, regardless of what they say. Third Eye Blind's in town. They're performing at Voodoo Fest tonight. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Oh, good. So New Orleans.
We are on the threshold of the weekend. Hey, man, everybody drive carefully. Nobody freak out. Let's have no road rage on the way home. Everybody just relax. Coming up next, it's the Fans and the Pros with Zach Streif and Deuce McAllister. Saints have a big matchup against the Minnesota Vikings. Is this a revenge game for you? Should it be a revenge game for the Saints? Guys, we'll be talking about that and a lot more. Hey, if you want to join me over the weekend, join me on my Facebook page. It really is an extension of the show. It's SOTA, Scoot on the Air. And you can send me a private message, and I respond to those as quickly as I can. Sometimes I get a little bit of a delay there, but I try to respond to all those very, very quickly. I'm getting some texts about Robert Downey Jr. Playing a black character in Tropical Thunder. You know, that was one of the cinematic marvels that I just happened to miss. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest, brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com. The code word this hour is SICK. I have one way to describe this show. Text SICK, SICK, to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news at 5 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, show producer Todd Manassas, our studio producer Ian Hoke, and thank you for being part of the show. Have a safe and great Halloween weekend. I'm Scoot. We're back on Monday. Love you, New Orleans.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.